Darwin's Golden Rule. Throughout his life, Charles Darwin strategically took up and then set aside topics of scientific study, from earthworms to evolution, before concluding the work on the subject years or even decades later. And the periods of fallow time that were woven into his life's work preceded some of his greatest intellectual leaps forward. Today, access to information is easy and answers can be found at a click. Why trouble to invest in the slow alchemy of memory making, and in particular, in times of stillness that seem most counter to our notions of productivity? Fallow time, however, is not the void that we assume, but rather an essential fuel for learning, meaning making, and even for taming the echo chamber tendency of our own minds. On the smallest timescale, a sliver of rest sharply bolsters memory for new knowledge. People who pause for as little as 6 minutes after learning new material recall roughly a fifth more than those who turn straight to a new task. When we cease goal-directed thought, the brain opportunistically starts to stabilize fresh memories by repeatedly running through them in a process called replay. We may solidify memories across the day, but fallow time provides the protective quiet that the brain seems to need to deeply process fragile traces of new experience. Learning the mnemonic benefits of pausing changed how I work. Rather than tightly stacking meetings or bouts of research, I now take a few minutes between work modules and let my mind digest. Since I began putting time on my side in this way, I've noticed that each day is less of a blur. Importantly, replay is not mere copy and paste duplication. Patterns of reactivation register the context, sequence, time, and function of new data so the mind can sort and ultimately integrate fresh memories into our branching knowledge networks. New knowledge that resembles what we already know slides into our minds easily. But contradictory or inconsistent information may take days or even years to curate and encode. Intriguingly, Darwin disciplined himself to write down, without fail and at once, any fact that opposed his scientific theories. For I had found by experience that such thoughts were far more apt to escape from memory than favorable ones, he wrote. He called this his golden rule. Honoring the slow work of memory making may be essential for keeping an open mind and for gaining insight. Memories are not just enhanced and parsed when we pause, rest, or sleep. They're also compressed and honed, a process that exposes the hidden rules, telling inferences, and generalities that lurk beneath the particular. In one study, people who rested for 10 minutes after learning to navigate a virtual town later had a far better sense of its full layout than those who had played a video game after the task. To harness the power of fallow time, pause briefly to let the mind digest fresh experience. Sleep on a problem. Avoid one-day training and other forms of cramming, and instead disperse learning over time. And take a moment to marvel. What is evolving as much or more as the world around us is the knowledge we hold within. We often can find brilliance in delay and even in doing nothing at all. This is uncertainty in action.